Noach Ok Israel Parshat Shmini, day 3, an excerpt from 48. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Rabbi Yitzchak opened the discourse and brings the verse, Asher Chelev Zvachimo Yochelo, speaking about the idolaters, that the fat of their offerings they eat, Yishtu Yein Nesicham, they drink the wine of their libations. In Devarim 32, so he explains, Zakoin Inun Israel, meritworthy are they Israel, Dinun Kadishin, that they are holy. Knowing best that he wants to sanctify them. Tochasi, come and see in Revelation. Israel Kadishin, Israel the Holy, Kol Chayi Alma Diyasin, the whole eternal life that they inherit, the connection with eternity, the state of the world to come, that they can even have in this world. Kula Talion, the Hal Alma, the all depends upon that world to come, which means the sphere of Bina, that's where it comes from. Which is above, we know this world is created in 7 days from the lower sphere, so the eighth level is Bina, connects us with the next world, the state of infinity, boundlessness. Begin the Iu Chai in the Kula, because it is the life of all, as the root of everything, root of existence. La'elu Asat, above and below, which means even below, within the world of constrictions, we're only able to be alive and things are only to be able to continue and to endure because they have some connection with the world to come, with the state of eternity. But the more we draw from that state, the more we can break through the boundaries of limitation and also connect with limitlessness. Wa'asa diyayin demintera, sorry, as a place where the god of wine rests, which means there's this teaching of the rabbis that Hashem has this wine in the cellars in heaven that is guarded from 6 days of creation. And he's going to give us to drink in the world to come, a great banquet there. And it's a parable for the light of Bina, which is called wine, and it's guarded. It's the hidden light of creation, which is presently not visible. It's guarded in the cellar, and there dwells this awesome light, and from it will come tremendous bliss in the world to come to us. By getting drunk from divinity, from the connection with the Shekhinah, seeing Hashem, feeling Hashem. Bikriyain is called wine. Itama nafkan chayin tushalan bakula. From there comes out life and holiness to all. The root from this hidden light, from this hidden wine, even in this world, all Kedusha and the holiness that we have. That's why we make Kiddush on Shabbos and many close to Bracha, Kabbalah's a blessing on wine. Because the physical wine, when used in the way of holiness, is connected and plugged in to the spiritual wine and draws us connection with the world to come. So Shabbos, like the world to come, we started by making Kiddush, sanctifying over wine. The Yayin Israel and the wine of Israel begin the Yayin Israel Achra. Dovadatalia. Of course, if one of another Israel, they depend one upon the other, which means that through our physical one in this world, we connect with the other one, the one in the world to come. And they depend upon each other. We can actually draw aided light to the hidden wine, the spiritual one above, through our making Kiddush on one in this world. Dovad Israel, Eila Bei Natal Chaim. This Israel above, in it they take what life. They become connected to eternity through the wine. Ginkach, because of this, Ikri Eitz Chaim, it's called the tree of life. Eitz Mehau Eser Dikri Chaim. A tree from that place which is called eternal life. The Nafki Mitamon Chaim comes out from their life. The Aldoam, because of this, Vavachan Lei Dekut Shepichu, they bless him, to the Holy and Blessed Be, with wine. So it makes a connection with the world to come. To this we draw a drawing of infinite light, Dekut Shepichu, with Zeran Pinav Atzilas, from Bina, light above it. The Yayin Israel is Sata, keg up, and the wine of Israel below is in the same vein. It's connected with the spiritual root. Goy over the Vodazara, the nations worship idols. The human Masav, which is impure. Man the Korah Vahadeh, when it comes close to him, Yisav is impurified. Kad Yikra of the Yayin Israel, when he comes close, means he touches Israel wine. Hu Yisav, how Yisav, behold, it becomes impure. The wrestler, and is forbidden to drink. Kol Shekinam Shmosu, how Yayin do you orbit that wine that he makes? Ador, because of this lotema, the door who bechodoy, don't think this is all it is. El komad of the Israel, satav, everything that Israel does below, kulo kuin, dugman de leila. It's all like the image of above. So therefore, everything we do is significant and important. We can say, what's the difference to drink this and that? One who worships idols, and he pours out wine to idolatry, even wine that's not made for that, if he touches it, becomes forbidden because he's connected with the Sitra Achra, with the side of negativity. And even touching wine, which is a very delicate thing, has a very high root, but it's also very subtle, so he can draw upon it negative energy, and that will cause someone to drink it to be distanced from Hashem. How much more so one which stands in high place? It's a very high root and high connection. An image of the guarded wine of the world to come. Begin kach because this is Israel Yishasin Yain Israel. Israel drinks wine of Israel. It's already Kedukolchazi, which is made as is fitting. The Kedusha and holiness. Kegavin of Israel Eila, the vein of Israel above. Connecting with the spirits above, the Zaran Pindros from Bina. The Shasi, Vishtarsha, Vizbarcha, Bahau Yaini, Law Kadisha. The drinks is rooted and blessed in that supernal wine of holiness. Zanpin, which is part of sometimes called Israel, drinks the wine of Bina, and he draws from his right, left, and middle aspects, meaning he drinks, is rooted and blessed, with infinite light, the state of joy and bliss of Bina through that wine. Lo shasin yain nesavad bin savusa, and does not drink wine is made in impurity. Zanpin does not draw from the energy of Bina of the Klipas Chasashon, Mesijid bin savusa, and from the impure side. Because on it rests the spirit of impurity. And one who drinks it, his spirit is impurified, and he becomes impure. He's not from the Israel aspect, connection with Kedusha. He doesn't have a portion in the world to come. He disconnects himself with Bina. Disconnects himself from holy wine, goes to the other wine. Because that world to come, in the level of Bina, Yain Dimitra'i, which is the guarded wine, on the side of Kedusha, with no hold of the Klipas over there whatsoever, that guard and protect it. Because of this, Israel Kedishin, Israel, holy boy in the Natra door, they have to guard this. Akul above everything. Begin this Kasha, Ba'asar, Ilah, Vasar, De Almadasi. In order to be bound to the place of the world to come, always be bound to Bina. The Nachan says, as soon as the person is up in the morning, they should connect their themselves to the world to come by remembering that everything they do in this world is not just for this world, but it's going to be for eternity. And it's possible throughout the day to connect with eternity, to connect with Hashem's infinite presence, just to think about Him and everything we do and directing all our thoughts, words, and deeds to Him. Begin kach, because of this, b'yayin is baruch k'tribichu yasem ikula. The only blessed be He is blessed with wine more than anything else. So we always use wine for God's blessing. It has the most powerful drawing, the Zanpin of Thilas, of the light of Bina, the infinite light through it. Begin to eat chadi the citrus mala, because it makes the left side happy, which means it sweetens the judgments. Wine is drawn from the left side, and since it's connected to the side of Gvura, but in its root in Bina, so it sweetens the judgments. They said Bina is the source of all sweetening. The internal aspect of Bina is all chesed. From externality comes judgment, but judgment is there in order to be sweetened. It takes someone unhappy, makes them happy, it brings them to Hashem. We go chedvasa delay for amidst its bliss is called v'yamina, becomes good on the right side. So the Grinch becomes a giving, good person. And all negative energies are transformed into good. A person can bring the happiness in his heart to joy and come to God awareness. The kari sabit kula v'yamina. And then when everything is made all right, when it's made all to love and bliss and happiness, judgments are sweetened. G'dein shmo kadisha v'chidu. Then the holy name is in bliss, which means that the infinite light is able to shine through it, through all the letters, the four letters of Tetragrammaton, to the entire universe, and we're able to recognize Hashem from all parts of existence, from four elements, from four directions of the world. Four sides of the divine chariot, which means we can experience providence in every aspect of our lives. Blessings are found in all worlds, because of this connection and binding from above and below. And indeed below is awakened, indeed above. Therefore, it's important to do the right thing below, so what we do here affects what's going on upstairs. Although, because of this, Mizamni Yain, the Kabul Yain, they set up with wine, opposite wine. We use the wine below in order to awaken the wine above. Begin to Yu Minatra, Mintra Leila, because it's guarded above, Boil a Natra Leila Sat. It's necessary to guard it below belief. It's like above, there's no hold of the Klippas on it, so we have to guard it below. That should not have any connection with idolatry, with negative forces. Bechol Natira Delei Kedusha, Holy Israel. And all of its guarding is holiness for Israel. Man the pogimle the sata, the one who defects it below, the sitra in the sarvusa, inside of impurity, yisav iu, he becomes impure by alma in this world. Leisai chulka, the alma does, he doesn't have a portion of the world to come, as we mentioned, because he separates himself from the light of Bina, which is the root of the world to come. Also the hawiyain dimintera sharia, the place where that guarded wine rests. So the Zohar explains it's measure for measure. Hu lo noter, he didn't guard, lo yisnatin, was not protected. He wasn't guarded. He won't be guarded in the world to come. So a person is always given measure for measure. So therefore, in this world, he should guard himself from forbidden foods, forbidden drinks, and from wine of idolatry. And to that measure for measure, be connected with the light of the world to come, in this world and the next. But if he doesn't, he impurified him. He'll impurify him in that world. He will not have a portion in that wine of the world to come, light of Bina. But since Hashem gave us the knowledge of this, we can sanctify ourselves and have this connection, this cable, this hotline to heaven. That they sanctify themselves with supernal holiness. And the God what's necessary to God. And they sanctify the king with his supernal protection. Because the sanctification of the spiritual worlds above, when we protect ourselves from the hold of the negative side in this world. Meritworthy are they in this world and in the world to come.